of age. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Van Halen back from the break, rolling into the Cindio Twitter question. And you can't go wrong with a little running Rebs, UNLV, chewing the towel.
Apparently I did, because I didn't involve Jerry Tarkanian as one of the answers. I was going for players only, but that's all right. People can hijack
it's not like they don't have plenty of players to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even put Reggie Theus. Or Greg Anthony, or old school. Besides Reggie Theus, yeah, you probably have to go that early to mid '80s bunch. Mm. Sidney Green made the well. Here's a question: when you think of UNLV running Rebels, who do you think of? And I just put players, and I had a hell of a lot of write-ins for Tark, and that's fine. But Larry Johnson's getting 86% of the vote. Larry Johnson, Sidney Green, Armon Gilliam, Stacey Augmon.
Yeah, Stacey Augmon. I always loved Stacey Augmon, but Grandmama would be the would be the correct and totally understandable. Totally. God, they've had some really good. They had some great teams.
Yep. And didn't they? They're the ones that beat San Diego State the other night, right?
Yeah,
67-64, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a bunch of...
They should have won two national championships with that group. Duke got them that one year when I thought that they had maybe their best team ever. But, there was a few years there where they were...
Well, one of the years...
Pretty undeniable.
When they beat Duke, didn't they beat them by like 30 in the championship game? Or was that on the way there? Like, they destroyed Duke one year, and then Duke got them back the next, and I can't remember the exact timeline. But but anyway, we'll talk to Danny Tarkanian, who, again, I don't know that – do we have enough people that remember Danny Tarkanian as a really, really good point guard for his old man there?
Well, I remember him.
Yeah, I did
so
too.
Probably not. I don't know.
But anyway,
I'll probably Dennis remembers Danny Tarkanian. We've got a few guys that probably know their stuff like that.
Maybe Earl.
You know, I don't know about Earl. Earl is such a strong football guy. I don't know about his basketball acumen.
Anyway, Tark the Shark was really awesome at Long Beach State, too, by the way. Before he got there, before he got to UNLV, and turned that place. Can you imagine what kind of a presence you'd have to be to steal the show in Las Vegas, for crying out loud?
Yeah, think about that.
They dimmed the lights on the strip. Jerry Tarkanian died, which is something they've only done like five other times in the history of the Las Vegas Strip. That's what kind of a happening UNLV basketball was back in the late 80s, early 90s.
I mean, I'm trying to think of a more colorful program that there has been in college basketball. Fab Five at Michigan certainly had their kind of aura. But I'm talking about just straight, colorful, out there, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. You know, I'm not talking about great programs. I mean, you know, the buttoned up Dukes and the Carolinas, and I'm just talking about fully expressing themselves and screw it, we're going to go ball.
And suing the NCAA in the process too, by the way.
Right.
And his famous relationship, or infamous, with the NCAA. He was a I'm talking about Jerry Tarkanian, just a fascinating, fascinating study. And he would, he got, like you talked about, Grandmama, got him from Odessa College, big junior college recruiter. And he put him with Greg Anthony, Stacey Augmon, David Butler, and Anderson Hunt. That was the 89-90
Anderson
team.
Hunt, yes. My God.
And just a few years before that, you had Freddie Banks, Jarvis Bassknight, Armon Gilliam, Gerald Patio, Mark Wade. They went 18-0 through the Pacific Coast Athletic Association. That was in 86-87. That team finished 37-2.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Armon Gilliam. I'd forgotten about him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then back in the I talked about Reggie Theus. That was 76-77. That kind of probably put them on the map.
You know what they were, Shane? They were like the college version of the Lakers Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what they were.
Yep. Scored 80, 90, 100 points heyday. Before that was cool.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. And we'll talk about this with Danny, because I bet you dollars to donuts he'd agree. Probably Jerry Tarkanian, the Shark, doesn't get as much credit as a engineer of the game of basketball because of the way he allowed his personalities to go play.
Yep, absolutely.
But there's always a magic that goes to be able to getting the most out of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jerry Tarkanian was always able to do. And you're right. People forget him at Long Beach State. He was really good at Long Beach before he kind of became the legend.
Yeah, he won way more often at Long Beach. I mean, it was obscene how many games he won versus lost at Long Beach State. And then he later went on to finish his career at Fresno State.
I think he had Ed Ratliff at Long Beach State back in the day. So, I mean, they were really good, Long Beach State.
Yep.
So
869-1240. Anyway. If you got thoughts, Tom, you want to duck in before we head to talk to Danny Tarkanian?
There is no coach that I can remember more than him biting on that towel than Tarkanian. Yep. And was one-on-one about them guys with Robbie Benson?
I don't know about that.
I was thinking it was about Robbie Benson being one-on-one, him not letting him play, and then had no choice when everybody got in foul trouble.
Did Robbie Benson do anything other than one-on-one? Hmm.
Didn't he do the Billy Mills story?
Oh, maybe he did.
I think he did the Billy Mills story.
Tom.
Billy Mills, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't know who Billy Mills is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got his autograph, matter of fact. You guys have a good day.
You're like the most fascinating man alive, Tom. You should do the Dos Equis commercials.
Robbie Benson. God.
Okay. After school special, Robbie Benson. He was 122-20 at Long Beach State in a 5-year span before he went to Vegas. Tark did. And also coached for a minute with the Spurs.
Yeah, I have vague memories of that.
9-11. Was his coaching record in the NBA.
Well, okay. We don't need to worry about that.
I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying.
Right.
All right.
One-on-one. That movie.
Max seems to think that movie was made a little too late for that to be about UNLV. But that's... Max is a fountain of knowledge, and he refuses to go on the microphone.
Because that was like, I think one-on-one was in the 70s.
Max seems to think it's like 80 or 81, somewhere in there.
Okay, he might be right. He might be right. And I'm trying to think of who the femme fatale was. Actually, it wasn't fatale, but the tutor, I think, was Annette O'Toole. Does that ring a bell, Max?
He just said she's in Nash Bridges and stuff. We'll have to shelve this one-on-one talk because we got.
Sorry about that.
Annette O'Toole?
I think that's who she. I think that was the name of the actress.
I got nothing for you there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I could very well be wrong. So we'll
talk about that in OTD one-on-one talk a little later. Danny Tarkanian's coming up next.